coming up on episode number 490. It is an All Request Monday show with some great songs by Men at Work and Travis Dunn in a different style, as well as a Willy Wonka set. All this, trivia, and Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's July 28th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another All Request edition of the show. For those of you joining me for the first time after hearing about the article on Lifehacker, thank you for checking out the show. I hope it does not disappoint. An All Request show is just what it sounds like. It is requests sent in via email or phone or carrier pigeon, however you want to get those requests to me. I pull from a list of those, put some songs together that I think go well together, and then play them for you. And we're going to kick things off with that aforementioned Willy Wonka set, a couple of songs that are covers of tunes you remember from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie. Not from the remake, not from the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but from the Gene Wilder original. Let's go ahead and kick things off with a very different version of the Candyman, which, of course, was also made famous by Sammy Davis Jr., featured very prominently in Willy Wonka. This one is performed by Japanese artist Sibo Mato from their 1996 album Viva La Woman, and it was a request from Andrew, who lives in Voorhees, New Jersey. Here's Sibo Mato. Thank you.
Brian with an I. This is Brian with a Y. I'm in Florida. I love Coverville. It is the stuff. Anyway, I recently introduced my daughter to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And as much as I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which she watches, and I love Johnny Depp, it's very hard to top Mr. Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka himself. But regardless, in that movie, Pure Imagination is the song everyone knows and loves. And there's a very good version of it by a band called the Smoking Popes. It's pretty well straightforward. They don't change it up too much. But it's a nice version. It's on an album called Destination Failure, I believe. And that'd be cool if you played it. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the great work. Talk to you later. Bye.
The Smoking Popes from Chicago, a band that broke up in 1998, had about a 7-year run, with lead vocals there by Josh Caterer, and very laid back, kind of an REM kind of feel to it. That's their cover of Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You'll find that on their 1997 album, Destination Failure, which was their next to last album, their last album being The Party's Over. Before that, you heard Sibo Mato from 1996, an album called Viva La Woman with a cover of Sammy Davis Jr.'s The Candyman. That one was a request by Andrew from Voorhees, New Jersey, and Pure Imagination was a request from Brian from Florida. You know, I really need to track down that Marilyn Manson cover of the rowing song from Willy Wonka. That would have been a good one to fit in here as well. Coverville is brought to you tonight by Bluehost.com. It is the web host that I use. It's the web host for Coverville. And right now, I mean, every month when I talk about them, when it's the last week of the month and they're the sponsor, I always have to recheck what they offer because every month it seems to grow. Right now, unlimited hosting space, which is just unbelievable. Put anything you want on their hosting space. Unlimited file transfer, which means no bandwidth cutoff after you hit a certain amount, no throttling, none of that nonsense. I mean, if you've got a popular podcast, or if you've got a podcast that you expect is going to get popular, this is the perfect place to host your domain, because if it does get popular, let's say you get announced on Twitter or something, and your bandwidth goes through the roof, you all of a sudden won't lose listeners because your site's gone down. So check them out, Bluehost.com. All of this stuff that I'm describing, 2,500 email addresses, SSH, SSL, Ruby on Rails, front page extensions, yada, yada, yada. All of it for $6.95 a month. And that includes registry of your domain. You cannot find a better deal than that. I defy you to find a better deal than that. Make sure that when you sign up, you do it through the Coverville link. If you go to coverville.com and click on the Bluehost link, either on the right side of the page or in the show notes of this very episode, they give me a little bit of a kickback, and it's certainly their services, their customer service, their offerings is good enough that I would recommend them to you, even if they didn't give me a kickback, but they do. Okay, let's get to another request here. This one goes out to Lauren and Jim, who are getting married all the way next June. Now, they had one request for a Lionel Richie cover that I wasn't able to find, kind of thankfully. I'm not a huge Lionel Richie fan, but maybe a cover of Lionel Richie would be better. However, their runner-up was a Van Morrison song, Moondance, a favorite of mine. They wanted to hear an a cappella cover. They found a great one and suggested I check it out, which I did. It's a group called Suede, and it comes from a 2006 album called All Singing, No Dancing. Now, when you listen to most a cappella, especially collegiate a cappella, they do a fantastic job of using their voices to sound exactly like the original song. What I really like about Suede in this cover of Moondance is that even for an a cappella song, they still manage to put their own unique stamp on it. Hope you find it interesting. Here's Moondance by Suede.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the color of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush, hush. And all the song of moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't tell that the moment has come. And I know that my timing is just right. When straight into my arms you run. And when you come, my arms will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And all the times I touch you just tremble, you tremble inside. And I know how much you want me, that babe you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, yeah, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? I'd love to go with you, babe, on a magic night with you, babe. Ba 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 ya ba 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 da da ba da do 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 ba 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 ya ba 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 da da ba ba do 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 ba 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 ya ba 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 da da ba da do 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 ba ba. Can
Hi there, Brian. This is Ben from Wisconsin, but I'm calling from down in Mexico right now where I'm finishing up my last week of grad school classes. I've been listening to Coverville every day as I walk home from the university, trying to catch up on the last few months' worth of podcasts, and I just wanted to thank you for the great job that you do with the show, as always. It's helped me feel a little bit closer to home while I've been down here. Before I head back to the States, I wanted to call in and see if I could request a cover of Frank Sinatra's South of the Border. And I don't have any particular artist in mind, but I know that you can find someone who takes the song in an interesting direction. Thanks, and keep up the great work.
South of the border, now Mexico way. That's where I fell in love, where stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and love had its day, south of the border, down Mexico way. She sighed as she whispered, "Mañana," never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, "Mañana," for our tomorrow never came.
From his album Baja Sessions, that of course is the unmistakable voice of Chris Isaak. 2006 track right there, South of the Border, Down Mexico Way, going out to Ben from Wisconsin by way of Mexico right now. Hope you're having a great time in classes down there. Wow, what an interesting place to go for school. Before that, you heard Moondance by Suede from their 2006 album, All Singing, No Dancing, and that's going out to Lauren and Jim, who requested that in honor of their upcoming nuptials. Well, Coverville 500 is coming up very soon in Las Vegas. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Have you? Ooh, better hurry up. Coverville500.com is a place where you can order your tickets. Let me tell you who's playing. Jonathan Colton. Yeah, you know, the guy who does Code Monkey and Re Your Brains and Skull Crusher Mountain, that song for Portal, Still Alive. Richard Cheese, of course, lounge versions of your favorite rock and roll classics, Green Day and things like that. We've got Natalie Gelman, up-and-coming singer-songwriter. Chance and the Choir, you hear them every year on Coverville doing their cover of When Doves Cry or the Milkshake Song. Also a very, very talented set of performers on their originals as well. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, which is a live performance of an old-style radio drama, or radio comedy, I should say, with a sci-fi twist. Always, always entertaining. And all of this is hosted by the incomparable Mr. Dan Klass, failed actor. That's his own line. I would say he's a very talented. He's great at what he does. And you know what? What he does, in some ways, is acting. His ability to tell a story on his show, The Bitterest Pill, is acting. So I'd say he is a successful actor, certainly a successful podcaster. Dan Klass hosting this. All of it takes place about 3 weeks from now, less than 3 weeks from now, in Las Vegas, August 15th, 7 p.m. Doors open. Show begins at 7:30. All of this entertainment for just $28. So make sure you get your tickets and join us for that evening, especially if you've got just a short little drive from L.A. or up from Salt Lake City or who knows where. I mean, you can get out there fairly cheaply right now. So check that out. If you can't make it and you really do want to support the show, support the concert, then make a donation on coverville.com using the PayPal link. If it's $30 or more, I will send you a free set of DVDs containing the first 500 episodes of Coverville, which includes this very episode right here that you're listening to, which is 490, 10 episodes to go, man. Wow, crazy. So all that is on PayPal. Just use the PayPal link on the right side of Coverville. Any PayPal donation I see for $30 or more, whether you mention this deal or not, anybody who makes a donation of $30 or more will get these DVDs. All right, let's get to the last set of requests here. The first one is by a Canadian pop and Celtic music singer. This was a request from James from Ottawa, Ontario. And the singer's name is Ozilyn Debison, and she was born in June 1990, so she's 18 now. However, she recorded this album, and I don't see the notes on this. I thought it was Sweet as a Melody, yeah, October 2002. So she was 12 when she released the album containing the song you're about to hear. It's a cover of Travis, a band from the UK, and their song Driftwood, again performed by Ozilyn Debison.
Cyborg Edition. Hello. This is Robo Jock sitting in with Brian the Robot, Don Coverville. Coming up later in the show, stick around for a musically challenged Cyborg Edition.
Trail half full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under, where the women glow and men blunder? Can't you hear that thunder? You better run. You better take cover.
Thank you.
All right, that is Down Under, performed by Dakota Blonde from their album Till They Fade. It's a cover of Men at Work. They're actually a local performer, a local band, and they were requested by a couple of other locals. Al and Suzanne, who live in Colorado Springs, wanted to suggest that. Great version there, a great rendition. And theirs is actually called Down Under, U-N-D-A. So if you're looking for that online, that's how you'll find it. Before that, you heard, well, you heard a trailer for Musically Challenged, which is kind of rare. We'll get to that in a second. And then you also heard a cover of Driftwood, originally by Travis. That comes from Ozilyn Debison from a 2002 album called Sweet Is the Melody. A very pretty rendition of the Travis song. And as at 12 years old, I think she might be the youngest person I've ever played on Coverville here. All right, well, let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged. Tina is in the house. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you're always in the house. I mean, you just happen right now to be in the basement.
You're right.
Yes, I'm one of those podcasters who does the show in the basement. So we have a special cyborg edition of Musically Challenged, and let's get right into it right now. Anything you want to say before we do?
No.
Okay. All right, getting into it now.
All right.
Musically Challenged, Cyborg Edition. Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
My name is RoboJock, and I will be your quizmaster today.
RoboJock.
The goal of this Musically Challenged is for you to identify as many songs as you can from a montage. I will be playing the montage several times. Don't worry if you don't get it the first time. And I have constructed several versions of the montage, one with very short clips from the songs, and one with longer sections. In fact, you just heard the short version underneath me just then. Too bad you were listening to my dulcet tones. Here it is again. Ooh. Like I said, I will be playing it a few more times. Here are a few clues to get you started. There are 7 clips in total. Each clip is taken from a song that has a very distinctive start. If I were to play you that start, you'd probably know the song straight away. And I don't want to make things too easy for you, as I know you like a challenge. Some of the clips I think you will find very easy, others, perhaps not. So let's have a listen to the short version a few more times. Here it is once more.
I can't stop this feeling.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I got the first one, and then, you know, and then I'm like 3 down. Okay, so the first one is I Can't Stop This Feeling.
By, are you a Speedwagon?
No, it's like a 70s song, like, I can't stop that feeling deep inside of me.
Oh, I can't stop this feeling. Yeah. No, that's Ooga Chaka. That
yes.
is Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Very good,
okay.
Tina.
And then I know the others, but I get stuck on that one trying to think of what the name is. Can you go slow?
Well, I can't slow it down, but I do have, I think I'm able to pick out Love Shack by B-52s.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's about the 4th song in, and the last song is a pretty easy one. It's Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads.
Okay. If you do it again, I'll go for the 2nd song, and you go for the 3rd.
Okay. Judging, I think he's going to do this a few more times in here,
okay.
But we'll see what we
okay.
got.
Okay.
Hey, I am guessing you have at least 3 of the clips by now, so I am going to make things easier for you. I am going to play you the full-length montage now, just once. And Brian, you're not allowed to stop and rewind in this edition of Musically Challenged.
Can I? Can I, please?
Yeah, what about if Gina stops it and rewinds it?
Yeah. You just said Brian.
How funny.
As I know you often like to do that. So no cheating. I will be watching and listening. Okay, here it is.
See? Nice job, Tina.
'70s, I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't recognize this one.
Me neither.
Maybe Jamiroquai? Got it.
I have no doubt.
Yep.
I don't know the name. What's the name?
Just a Girl. Peaches by Presidents of the United States of America?
No clue. Sounds like Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh, it's Deep Purple.
Okay.
Highway Star?
Ryan, remember what I said? No rewinding. Okay.
I know. See, and I couldn't pause to talk to you between songs because he told me no pausing.
I know.
And no rewinding. So, okay. So we're saying Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede is number one.
Yeah.
We don't have anything for number two.
Correct.
Just a Girl by No Doubt for number three.
Yep.
Love Shack by the B-52s for four.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America for number five.
Okay.
Highway Star by Deep Purple for number six.
Uh-huh.
And Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads for number seven.
Yep.
All right.
I am picking that you act probably got at least five of those clips. There are a few very easy ones in there, and they are all well-known songs. So let's see how you did. You can give yourself 1 point for each clip you correctly identified. If you only know the name of the song, and not the artist, or vice versa, you can give yourself half a point for that clip. And as I mentioned at the start, all these clips are taken from songs with distinctive beginnings, so before identifying the clip I will also play you the start of that song, to give you one last chance, although I am quite sure you do not need it.
Cue the Ooga Chaka.
And for special bonus points, if you can tell me either of the background music tracks I used for this show, you can have a point for each of those two.
Okay, well, the first one was Alan Parsons Project, and it was from Tales of Mystery and Imagination by Edgar Allan Poe, but I couldn't tell you the song title for that one. Oh, iRobot. Never mind, it wasn't Tales of Mystery. That's iRobot by Alan Parsons.
Okay.
Number one. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling.
I told you all these songs had distinctive starts.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms.
If you best hooked on a feeling by Blue Suede, you can give yourself a point.
Hooked on a feeling.
Okay. Here is the clip I used in the montage.
Okay, you don't need to play this part, too.
And number two.
So 70s.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the sound of Philadelphia. No, I don't know.
This is perhaps the song with the least distinctive start in this selection. Unless, of course, you are a brand new heavies fan.
Brand new
in
heavies.
In which case, you know straight away this is a dream come true.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Here is the clip I used in the montage again.
Yeah, I've played stuff by the Brand New Heavies on the show, but not familiar with this song.
Are they from the 70s?
No, no.
They're really?
From the 90s, 2000s.
Wow. Well, they got that, stuck in the 70s.
They got that 70s funk.
Yeah. Heard this one before.
My eyes, I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world
hey, it's Gwen, just a girl in no doubt. That's right, the song is Just a Girl, and the artist is No Doubt. Here is the clip I used.
Okay, so we got that one.
Yep.
Here's number four.
In the interest of time, I'm going to fast forward just a little bit here. Hope you don't mind, RoboJock.
We got Schwan's man coming.
Schwan's
man. What we do?
For our German listeners, we better explain that Schwan's is a... Schwan's is a frozen food delivery service.
They're awesome.
They're awesome. But yeah, German listeners, when they hear Schwan's man is coming, that... means something totally different. Okay.
Oh.
If you guessed Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, Bill Clinton, and George Bush, you'd be close, but not quite.
Move into the country.
Cool. Got this one.
Oh, yeah.
Eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah, now this total. I know this one.
The
yeah.
Country.
It just didn't
play
the it was the bass line, the chord progression that did it for me.
Okay.
The song is by Presidents of the USA, and it's called Peaches.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory.
Funny lyrics.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to fast forward just a little bit more. Sorry.
And number six, from the lyrically sublime to the ridiculous.
Oh, this is Black Betty by Mountain or Ram Jam?
I don't know.
Mountain did the original.
Randomly go from one of your headphones
that's
to the other.
Right.
On
another
and off.
Easy one.
No,
it's
but
Ram Jam
okay.
With Black Betty.
Bam, bam, bam.
Here is the clip I used.
I could have sworn I'd done that in Rock Band, and so that's why I thought it was Highway Star by Deep Purple.
Yeah.
But no, Ram Jam and Black Betty. Darn. Okay, so we got four so far.
Number seven.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. We know.
That's right. This one is probably the easiest of the lot. It's Talking Heads with their hit Road to Nowhere.
We're on the road to nowhere. Come on inside.
Yep, had this one from the get-go.
I hope you got that one, Brian.
Take a night ride to nowhere.
Here is the clip I used. Well, I hope you enjoyed the Cyborg edition of Musically Challenged. How did you score? I almost forgot. The bonus points. The track you are hearing now is Electric Head Part 1, Die, Like Zombie.
Okay. Didn't know that one.
Nope.
The track at the start of the quiz was called iRobot by Alan Parsons.
Okay, got that one. So, bonus point for there.
If you got either of those, you can give yourself a point for each one you got correct. That just about covers it for this edition of Musically Challenged, Cyborg Edition. I hope you did not have too many problems understanding my accent. This is RoboJock signing off.
Thanks, RoboJock. Yeah, he actually emailed me after he sent in that Musically Challenged, and because I had mentioned, you know, the sizes that I wanted these kept down to, like 6 minutes or less, and offered to cut it down for me. And I said, no, you know, go ahead and for this one, we'll go ahead and leave it long, and then we'll edit down, or have you edit down any future ones you do down to 6 minutes. So,
or we'll just fast forward.
Or we'll just fast forward. We'll do the editing. Just leave the editing to us. And with that, we are going to bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, joining us again. If you've found Coverville via the Lifehacker article, welcome. And if you're a regular customer, well, then welcome back. We will be back on Tuesday night, which is tomorrow night. Ooh, yeah, this is a week where we've got back-to-back cover stories. So tomorrow is Kate Bush. Tomorrow or Wednesday is Kate Bush. And then Thursday or Friday is going to be Grateful Dead. So,
wow.
Two.
Ooh, Kate Bush will be good.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. A band known for extensive U.S. touring, and a singer known for not touring at all because she has a fear of flying.
Yep.
Or a fear, no touring in the U.S. because of her fear of flying. So
yeah.
I'll leave it to you to figure out which.
I understand why people are afraid to fly, you know?
Yeah.
When you really think about it, it makes, you know, sense. But anyway.
If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. If you want to call in a request to the request recording, it is 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums, both of which you'll find at www.coverville.com. Stay tuned for episode number 491 coming up this week. It is the Kate Bush cover story. If you subscribe, you'll get it automatically. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.